What's going on, everybody? Welcome to Punk is Dead Radio. That was the Green Day cover of the Clash cover of the Crickets song. They wrote the song originally. I Fought the Law, but we all know that the Clash did it best. But I was just feeling like Green Day today, so that's sort of what I played. But up next, we got a band that recently played in Kingston. They're a skate punk band from Winnipeg from the 90s that was probably their heyday. They're called Propagandy, and if you ever get a chance to see them live, I really recommend it because they were great. They're old now, but they can still rip like they did back in the 90s, or what I've seen from videos. I don't know, I wasn't alive. But yeah, we're having their song Comply Resist from their 2017 album Victory Lap coming up next. Stay tuned.
Circa 1992, Hitchens faxed his copy through as regards Columbus Day. If you'll permit me the conceit of a posthumous critique, I'll paraphrase. My colorful, exotic friend, respectable, well-spoken, I like the rest of them. As you know, I'm colorblind, and you're a credit to your kind. Your kind. The silly talk of resurgence, ceremony, communion with an unconquered natural world. Tell me, where is your gratitude for all we've done for you? This. Back we bestowed. I'm running silent, emptiness. When our cost mistakes were made. But as far as human progress goes, welcome to a slightly higher plane of innovation, opportunity,
That was Propagandy, Comply Resist. And just, they're such a great band. If you're going to listen to any band that I play in this show, please listen to Propagandy. They're from Winnipeg. They have a great anti-oppression message with all of their albums. And they're just, they seem like good guys. Chris Hanna, the singer, he was nice enough to take a photo with me and my buddy after the show. So show him some love. The next band we have coming up is a band from Australia. They're called The Chats, and I also saw them this past summer at Lee's Palace in Toronto, which is a cool venue. It was my first time being there. Shout out Lee's Palace. They were awesome. And they're probably the most Australian punk band you'll ever hear, and you will hear what I mean by that coming up in this song, 6 Liter GTR.
I want to be stereotyped. I want to be classified. to be classified.
So we just had three back-to-back bangers right there. We had a 6-liter GTR, which was, I hope you know now what I was saying when I said most Australian band. Then we had Rabid Beach by Pigpen, which is a new album from, I think they're Toronto-based hardcore. It's actually, the singer is Maddie Matheson from The Bear, who is just really funny to me after watching The Bear, thinking that that's Fack on vocals. But Maddie Matheson also has some great cooking shows, so check them out, Cooking Something with Maddie Matheson. He's really funny. And then we had Suburban Home by The Descendants, old 80s, some say the first pop punk band. I would say the Ramones are the first pop punk band, but I don't want to fight Descendants fans on that. And so next up we have another cover. It's like a cover day today. We started with a cover, we're going for another one in the middle. But this is a cover of an Iggy Pop song, Wild One, done by old Hamilton punk band Teenage Head. Some call them the Ramones of Canada. They went to the same high school as I went to, actually, so little shout out for Westdale Secondary School there. But anyways, Teenage Head, Wild One, coming up right here on CFRC. I'm a real wild child. Come on, baby, give me the whole nine yards. Take it to the beat of the ball. Well, come on, we're not a wild boy. Hey, we're not a wild boy. You gotta keep it rocking, baby. Gotta keep it shaking, baby. Don't you turn the bar, soil. I'm a real wild child. Go! Baby, come on, move along, 'cause I'm a wild boy. Well, I'm a wild boy. You gotta keep it shaking, baby, gotta keep it on a moving. Don't you paint my style, I'm a real wild child. Go! I'm a real wild guy. 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 Wild child.
Creature was a date. She was maybe younger than six. Hiding from the bunnies.
So that was the band 1876 with their new song that I'm very most likely going to pronounce wrong. Hape Ahahe. I'm sorry. That was probably not even close to correct. But the album's about 2 weeks old. So go check it out. It's called Powwow Punk Rock. They're an amazing band from the States, from Oregon, I think. And they're just like classic skate punk sound, but a newer band, which is just great to see because you don't, it's all, I feel like the most of the punk scene, it's just old bands that either went, like they went on a break in the 90s and they're just coming back because they all ran out of money, or they've just been touring nonstop since the 80s. So it's refreshing to hear some new bands, new voices in the scene. What we got coming up next is a band called Zoinks with an exclamation mark, which is an important part of the name, with their song called Not As If. And I found this song, found this band through, it's a store in Hamilton where I'm from called Where Heads Meet. And they just have a lot of old records, like cheap used records, and they have a little punk 7-inch section. And I was looking through, judging albums by their covers, and I liked the cover of this album, and the price was like $5. So I bought it, and it turned out to be a great little split 7-inch. So check that out. It's the Zoinks and No Empathy 7-inch, and Zoinks, Not As If, is coming up next.
Here for you, Kingston. Weekday mornings from 8 to 10. On the one, the only, CFRC 101.9 FM.
So that was Zoinks with Not As If. For the next song, we're going to go back down to Australia to listen to The Unknowns, who are a cool garage punk band with two members from The Chats who we heard earlier, the very Australian band. And they just put out a new record in August called Looking From The Outside. This will be the first track from that album called All Grown Up.
Thank you.
So that last song there was Albatross by a band called Spleen. And I'm not just saying it weird. It's they have an exclamation mark and a question mark in their name, which kind of throws me off because I don't know how to say it without saying it like a crazy person. But they're a cool band from Montreal. So definitely check them out. Montreal is just, I'm so jealous of Montreal's punk scene living in Kingston because I always just see everything on Instagram and online about all these cool shows, all ages shows, DIY shows that people are running. And then I kind of just look at what Kingston has and it's just, not that it's bad. There's a good music scene in Kingston, but it just doesn't have the same punk scene as Montreal does just from being a smaller city. Next up, we have another, we're going back to some older bands now. This is a band from the 90s from California, the East Bay punk scene. The East Bay punk scene has really created some of my favorite punk bands of all time, some of the biggest punk bands of all time, like Green Day, Rancid, they both came out of that punk scene. But a lot of the smaller bands are really underappreciated because they're just overshadowed by the bands that made it really big, like Green Day, Rancid, The Offspring, even though they're more Southern California. But anyways, this is one of those bands that I think are underappreciated. They're great. This is 15 with their song, My Congressman.
My congressman says I can't give my brother a clean syringe if he should get AIDS and die. It's just too bad. My senator says I can't give my sister a clean syringe. She should get hepatitis and die. It's just too bad. The president says I can't give my brother a clean syringe. He should get hepatitis and die. It's just too bad. The policeman says I can't give my sister a clean syringe. She should get AIDS and die. It's just too bad. My county supervisor likes to think he's so much wiser than all the doctors put together who say we should give away clean syringes. My city councilman says it's not a problem. We're only gonna spend millions on treatment that won't work for people who will die. My community is like to claim immunity on the basis of homophobia and a lack of medical fact. Hey America, there's needle use of sleeping with your children, with your daughters, with your sons, with your husband. We got a law says you can't own a needle without a prescription. Did you really think that kept anyone from shooting up? All the politicians say we can't legalize exchange because that would be sending the wrong message. Did you ever notice on every billboard, in every magazine, in every corner store, on every TV screen, messages by cigarettes and alcohol? And don't you know drugs are everywhere, drugs are everywhere, drugs are everywhere. You can't stop it. Criminalize and make a profitable insurance longevity. Drugs are everywhere. You can't stop it. It's not a law enforcement issue. Addiction's a sin. If you find yourself in the position of having to share a needle with another person, please take the following steps to ensure that you don't get infected. Suck water up to the top of the needle and squirt it out. Suck water up to the top of the needle and squirt it out. Suck water up to the top of the needle and squirt it out. That's step one. Suck bleach up to the top of the needle and squirt it out. Suck bleach up to the top of the needle and squirt it out. Suck bleach up to the top of the needle and squirt it out. That's step two. Suck water up to the top of the needle and squirt it out. Suck water up to the top of the needle and squirt it out. Suck water up to the top of the needle and squirt it out. That's step three. You're done. We got a law. Says you can't own a needle without a prescription. Did you really think that kept anyone from shooting up? All the politicians say can't legalize exchange because that would be sending the wrong message. Did you ever notice on every billboard, every magazine, every corner store, on every TV screen, the messages by cigarettes and alcohol? And don't you know drugs are everywhere, you can't stop it. Criminalize and make a profitable insurance longevity. Drugs are everywhere, you can't stop it. It's not a law enforcement issue, addiction's a disease. My county supervisor likes to think he's so much wiser than all the doctors put together who say we should give away clean syringes. My city councilman says it's not a problem, we're only gonna spend millions on treatment that won't work for people who will die. My community is like to claim immunity on the basis of homophobia and a lack of medical facts. Hey, America. brother all clean syringe if he should get AIDS and die. It's just too bad. My consequences, I can't give my brother all clean syringe if he should get AIDS and die. Just too bad. My congressman says I can't give my brother a clean syringe if he should get AIDS and die. It's just too bad. My congressman says I can't give my brother a clean syringe if he should get AIDS and die. All too bad.
Racism is an ongoing battle. How will you help?
I will employ an intersectional anti-racist lens to support the racialized community as they exercise their human rights.
I will refuse to be silenced, and I will help others raise their voices against hate.
I will listen, learn, speak up, and take actions.
This message is brought to you by the Canadian Anti-Racism Youth Coalition. Visit caryc.ca for more information about how you can stand up and speak out.
So that was 15 and Operation Ivy, two amazing East Bay punk bands, early East Bay scene. Operation Ivy sort of started the whole ska punk thing. And then bands like the Mighty Mighty Bosstones and Real Big Fish ruined the whole ska punk thing. But I'm just saying, Operation Ivy, greatest ska punk band of all time, not even a contest. Like, fight me on it, I'm not gonna back down. But two of the members, Matt Freeman and Tim Armstrong, the bassist and guitarist, respectively, they went on from Operation Ivy, after Operation Ivy broke up, to form Rancid, which is... they're a pretty big band. I hope a few of you have heard of them. They played with Green Day last summer, 2024, and I saw them at the Rogers Center. They were great. But yeah, just the whole East Bay punk scene is just, it's like the dream DIY punk scene, I think, because there was the main venue, it was sort of all surrounded. It was 924 Gilman Street, which was an all ages club. It was volunteer run. You just bought a membership for the year, and then you would help volunteer. And you'd pay a little bit to go to each show. And it was just, from looking at old photos and videos, it just looked like such a great community. It was like the ideal DIY punk scene. Next up, we got a Canadian band, Sum 41. amazing Canadian punk band, early 2000s, that really encapsulate the early 2000s like pop punk sound. And this is from their third album, Does This Look Infected? This is All Messed Up. That was Slept Till 2 by Dark Thoughts off their new album, Highway to the End. Now we're about to get into some real Toronto hardcore stuff. This is one of my favorite hardcore bands of all time, and they just so happen to be from Toronto, so I got to see them 2 years ago, I think. They are called Career Suicide, and they're from the early 2000s, but they have like a really 80s hardcore sound, and that's I think what I love about them, that they have that 80s sound but they're not 60 years old. So here's Quarantined by Career Suicide.
Thank you.
So that was Quarantined by Career Suicide. And when I saw them live, they said they hadn't played in Hamilton, which is where I live, since before COVID. So they started off with that song, Quarantined, as a little bit of a joke, even though that song is about SARS, but it applied 20 years later. So I'm going to be wrapping things up now with a brand new song from a Canadian punk band called The Mendozas. This is their song, Lottery Ticket. And I hope that you've all enjoyed coming, hanging out, listening to some good, new Canadian music, music from all over the world today. Thanks, and see you later.
Saturday mornings. Whether you're waking up in a stranger's apartment or enjoying some time with the family, you need a nutritional breakfast for your ears. So join me, DJ Over Easy, for Making Bacon every Saturday morning from 8 until 10 on CFRC 101.9 and CFRC.ca.
Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present a selection from the winter in Canada's long-anticipated new yet untitled album. Over the summer, the band gave us a taste of what was yet to come with singles.
No static. No static. No static. No static. Mondays. 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 6 to 8. 6 to 8. 6 to 8. 6 to 8 p.m. 6 to 8 p.m. Mondays, 6 to 8 p.m. CFRC 101.9. CFRC.ca. No static. Mondays, 6 to 8 p.m. CFRC 101.9. CFRC.ca. CFRC's most varied variety show. CFRC's most varied variety show. CFRC's most varied. CFRC 101.9. CFRC.ca. No static. Mondays, 6 to 8 p.m.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present David Yee, a.k.a. Wolf and Sheep Clothing's latest track, Redefine. The new song began as a guitar-focused composition but gradually drew increasing inspiration from classical music. The piece features Massimo Amodio, a third-year cellist at Queen's University, whose performance includes a melody that listeners familiar with classical repertoire may recognize. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Redefined by Sheep and Wolf's Clothing on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Thank you. Revelation Radio. Explore the sound shaping subculture. Tune in to 101.9 CFRC Wednesdays from 11 to noon to uncover revelations mixed into music from across the alternative scene, underground, and across the globe.
No rerun, brothers. The revolution.